You catch that Kansas game over the weekend, Bob?
You know, I got busy. I had it on my – it popped up as an alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody knocked on my door to tell me.
Yeah. I had drones flying by your apartment with little signs hanging off.
Baseball?
Them. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk. No, Bob. Let's just move on.
Curling.
It was curling. It was, in fact, curling. You're right.
No, I was working on an album. You know, it's February.
Yeah, I know. How are we coming on that?
11th year, man. Every February, for those who don't know, I make an album with my friends, a band we have called Danger Painters, and it's 1st of February you start, end of February
you stop.
This
is a big thing, the RPM challenge, like, right. So lots of people do this.
Yeah,
this
and thing. It's my favorite time of year, and I've got 3 more days.
Well, good luck with all of that.
I'm having a ball.
Should we hear some good music, though, while we're waiting?
Oh, right in the heart. Jesus.
You know I love you.
Tell me more about the Kansas Curlers.
Kansas Curlers.
What you got?
I have this monster of a cut from the band Editors. They've been around for a while. They're actually really popular back in England and in Europe. I mean, they've sold millions of records, shortlisted for the Mercury Prize, and they've got a new album coming out called Violence, and as the name suggests, it's a very big and sometimes brutal sounding record that is very much inspired, as much of the music we listen to now is, very much inspired by all of the political and cultural upheaval of the past year or two. And you can hear some of this, I guess you could call it rage, in a song I want to play called Hallelujah Solo. I was so knocked out by this monstrous guitar riff that drops about a minute into it. See what you think.
Requires another name.
Can you play that again?
Yeah.
I have such mixed feelings about this song. I feel like I needed to hear it twice. There's so much dynamic to it, and I loved how much the song changed and adventurous it got.
Mm-hmm.
And then the synth lines I was allergic to. So
yeah, it's interesting because there are some longtime fans of the band who've criticized them for introducing synths like that.
Oh, is that right? Some of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
but
know that part.
It works for me, but I think more than anything for me, when I put music on some random shuffle and I have no idea what I'm about to hear, I'm always looking for that moment where a song takes me out of whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
So when that riff kicks in, that's freeze.
Did you drive off the road again?
Well, I was just working or something. Okay. But, you know, it's the kind of thing where you just stop, you freeze for a minute, and then look up from your computer, and you are gone because you were in that song at that moment. And
that's great.
It really works for me. Tom Smith, the lead singer in the band, says that the song was in part inspired by the plight of people who've been displaced in the world, and we know there are many. I'm quoting him here. I wrote this when I got back from a trip with Oxfam visiting refugee camps in northern Greece. It was obviously an incredibly moving trip, seeing people living in dust, surviving only on the help of others. And at some point working on this record, as they were writing the songs, the guys and editors decided that they wanted to reach out to someone from the outside to really shake things up. And so they contacted the electronic artist that goes by the name Blank Mass. Blank Mass had a record out last year called World Eater that was just super aggressive and chaotic. And the guys and editors heard that. And we said that we want that guy to come and do that for us. And so he helped them create their own version of it on this record, Violence from Editors. It is due out March 9th.
The marriage of producer and band, especially when producer and band are of different worlds,
right,
is exactly what the new Parquet Courts record is about. Parquet Courts' new album is called Wide Awake. You know, they're sort of punky New York band,
right?
And they were contacted by Brian Burton, Danger Mouse, he wanted to make a record with them.
Just, I want to make a record with you, not I want to sign you up to 30th Century Records or whatever. I just want to work with you guys.
Didn't see the email, but yeah, I want to work with you guys to make their sixth record. So they love the challenge. Andrew Savage, who goes by A. Savage, he's a singer, plays guitar in the band, and I'll quote him saying, he said, personally, like the fact that I was writing a record that was indebted to punk and funk, and Brian's a pop producer who's made some very polished records. I like that it didn't make sense. Let's listen to the first song off the record. It's a two-part song. The first part of the song is called Almost Had to Start a Fight, and then / In and Out of Patience. Searching for a reason. I'm in the chaos dimension. Reasons eclipsed by tension. I want not to feel numb about death. Fighting peace is not an easy task. Breathing to see if there's any left. Breathing about how many people died in. Can't someone tell me the reason? If it stops, I'm having a bad dream. In and out of patience, I just can't keep it around. Most of mine's been taken. It's a finite amount. Had a little love, but I gave it to you. Now someone's at my door, and he needs some too. Lighting up my phone, talking in my mood. And all I got left is
stops, I'm, if it stops, I'm, if it stops, I'm having an unshakable nightmare. In and out of patience, don't have enough to share. Sometimes I'm life itself, I'm neither here nor there. The empty eight took the first of it. 20-minute delay wasn't the worst of it. So hot underground, you could burn to death. Now you're right on time to take what I got left. Funky music playing. If it stops, I'm. If it stops, I'm. And if it stops, I'm counting on you. This next one's called Freebird 2.
There actually is a next song on the record called Freebird 2, which somebody had to write. I don't know what took them so long.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. I like A. Savage quite a lot. He had a solo record out last year called Thawing Dawn that I really, really enjoyed.
There's so many connections between the music that you opened up with in terms of subject matter, the group Editors and this Parquet Courts. So many times we just over and over and over again see how people are taking our current world, and England, they're dealing lots with immigration. It can't help sometimes to feel trite in many ways. I mean, but also...
The music, you mean?
The message. It's hard when you... This song by Parquet Courts in many ways speaks to that. One of the lines is, I want to not feel numb about death. Lines about you reading about how many people died. You want to find peace. It's not an easy task. And these are such weighty issues. And here's this punky guy with a guitar, probably, you know, in some studio somewhere in New York, living a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. It's hard to... How do I put this?
Reconcile the two images of someone who some people in the world may call privileged and
absolutely. Yeah. Privileged.
But I mean, there's empathy. There's
absolutely
empathy and,
right. One of the messages of this band is that they want to make people dance, right? And at the same time, singing songs about the pain in the world and wanting to feel the pain in the world. It tears me up in both ways. I'm really glad that people are not ignoring it and they're making something of it. And at the same time, the suffering is so devastating that it's hard to make something of it. Does that make sense?
The outrage is very much on the surface. Even me driving into work, there was some morning where some story came on, and I just screamed when I heard it, just because it was so. It left me so outraged. I think we're just going to keep hearing more music like this, and I'm glad that people are pouring it into music like this.
Parquet Courts' new album is called Wide Awake. Big exclamation mark is at the end of that title. Comes out May 18th on Rough Trade.
You know, everything that we just said and talked about there, and my next two songs that I want to play, they're going to make you feel nothing but joy at how beautiful the world is. Oh. And the first one comes from an artist who's a new discovery to me, an artist who goes by the name Yuno, Y-U-N-O. He's a guy out of Jacksonville, Florida. He just signed to Sub Pop, one of our favorite labels. Ishmael Butler of the band Shabazz Palaces introduced Yuno to the label Sub Pop. They're now label mates. And he says that he fell in love with how Yuno's music is very catchy but not corny. And I think that pretty well describes this first track that we've gotten from Yuno. He's just got this one single. It is so bouncy and infectious without being, you know, mawkish or too sugary. And the song is called No Going Back.
Thank you.
God, the top of that cut was driving me crazy until Joshua, our intern, kicked my old brain. Young brain kicks old brain was the headline here. It sounded just like that Grizzly Bear song.
2 weeks. Yeah, let's see. I don't think it's quite it.
Yeah, it's not quite.
It's very...
Now play the other one.
Oh. Same chord, but a little faster, and it doesn't do that half step down that the Grizzly Bear. But, I mean, some very familiar sounds in this record, you know, and some of his vocal parts in there, too. But it's just so catchy. Yuno says that the song is about a time in his life when he felt a little rudderless, without direction. Like he was unsure where he wanted to go in his life, but he knew something had to change. It couldn't stay the same. I'm quoting him here. He says, "It's a boom-bap-infused pop song about moving forward. Sometimes you have to pull yourself out of an unhealthy situation and never look back, or at least try to convince yourself not to."
Who said that?
Yuno.
Who?
Yuno.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I can't believe I stepped right in that.
I really did.
You know. Well, he's a really interesting guy. So, you know, he is an interesting guy. He writes and records and produces all his music at home, which is, that's not that unusual. But he also directs all of his own music videos. He shoots his own promo photos. He designs his own cover art.
Who does? I'm sorry.
Well, usually, you know, you have a, especially you're on a label Sub Pop with a lot of great resources and other collaborators, and you'd suppose you'd turn some of that over to somebody, at least shoot your promo photo, but he sets up the camera and shoots his own promo.
Not you know.
Well, you know. Anyway.
I think we better take a break.
No full-length record that we know of yet, but a great song, No Going Back, right. You know. Should we take a break, you know?
Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, starting on a tiny stove in Northern California and now helping bands get their start on a tiny desk. Lagunitas is committed to helping bands reach more ears through beers. See more ways Lagunitas supports artists, musicians, and nonprofit community groups at lagunitas.com. Support also comes from the new Surface Pro from Microsoft. It's a laptop built for speed with a battery life that lasts all day, so you can play up to 13.5 hours of video without needing to charge. It's light enough to go anywhere you want, with options for a removable keyboard and lots of new colors. Its touchscreen display responds to your fingertips with great resolution, too. And it also works with your iPhone. The new Surface Pro is the lightest, most powerful Surface Pro ever.
So, you know, Richard Russell is a musician, DJ, producer. He was the guy who co-founded XL Recordings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Gil Scott-Heron record that Jamie XX did a while back,
yep.
He kind of conceived and helped pull that together. There's this extraordinary record that he's just put out. It's called Everything Is Recorded. It's filled with, like, Damon Albarn's on it, right? Ibeyi's on it. Peter Gabriel is
on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I knew they'd get that. Owen Pallett. God, we're so predictable.
No, Owen Pallett.
I mean, it's the old couple syndrome, you know? Oh, we've been doing this for 18 years. Yeah. And on this one song, though, this is the one that knocked me out, not that the others aren't great. This one features the vocals of Sampha. The song itself that I'm going to play was inspired by another song, a Curtis Mayfield song. The song's called The Makings of You. There was a line in the song that became the title, Close But Not Quite. But Richard Russell put a bunch of samples together, did a backing track, and invited Sampha to come in the studio. And Sampha basically freestyled for about 15 minutes, mostly on vocals, and then put a little piano. There's a nice piano in this piece that I think you'll like, and it actually drew me into the song. And so from that song, from the freestyling that Sampha did, he built this tune. At the very end of the tune, it's really cool. The Curtis Mayfield song that inspired it all is actually the end of the tune. He brings the sample up, and it's really, see, a Curtis Mayfield. So I'm going to play the song. It's called Close But Not Quite. Thank you.
faith lets you fall into arms without a word. And only the sighs of your breath are heard. I'm not one to go to church, but you made me believe in something more than hurt. I feel like I don't have the words. I feel like I don't have the words, because I can't speak. Am I so naive? I feel like I don't have the words, because I can't speak. Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close but not quite. Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close. I guess your sigh said enough. Oh, these words, no, they can't express pain. It's like my life had enough. There's no words that I've learned. Oh, and these are just words, and they can't express pain. These are just words. Unspoken, a monster God woken up, and now I'm in his paw. Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Well, I'm not sure I would have caught. I mean, it was so obviously Curtis Mayfield at the end, but it was pretty seamless.
It was. What a brilliant producer. That's work of Richard Russell. The music, the singing there by Sampha, and the piano by Sampha. There's a brilliant, like a 15-minute piece where Richard Russell sits in front of his computer and shows you how he built this. Let's put it on our site and people can come watch it, because if you like the song and you're a little bit like curious about the creative process, it's quite remarkable how he built this piece of music.
NPR.org/allsongs.
You bet.
People can see it there. Cool.
Yeah. That album, that whole album, Everything is Recorded, which I love the title of, came out last week.
So I've got one more song. It's just the bounciest bit of joy from Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, goody.
She announced a new record is coming called The Golden Hour just late last week, and she dropped two new songs. And the song I want to play is called Butterflies. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to play this or not until I realized that it had been on a constant loop in my brain for several hours after I heard it. And I thought, that must mean something, yeah. Kacey Musgraves, she has been part of a bigger discussion about old Nashville versus new Nashville, and how she has been pushing the boundaries of what people think of when they think of contemporary modern country music. And I think when you listen to the song Butterflies, you'll hear one of the reasons why. It leans very much in the pop direction. In fact, her voice is about the only thing that even has a twinge of country to it. But great song, Butterflies, from Kacey Musgraves on the record Golden Hour.
I was just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kind of used to staying there. And color makes me wonder where you've always been. I was hiding in doubt till you brought me out of my chrysalis. Then I
those spiky piano quarter notes. Do you think this one is actually Grizzly Bear 2 weeks? Let's listen to the top of it here. And here's Grizzly Bear 2 weeks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Who knows what goes on in the minds of artists. But those spiky quarter notes on piano are so irresistible. It makes just about any song this bouncy, carefree, everything's going to be okay.
Can you and I put together a song of spiky quarter notes with hand claps and a big shouty chorus?
Yeah, and then I'm there.
And then we, you know, we'll probably retire.
Yeah. Get it all
on
out
it, yeah.
In one song.
Yeah.
The song from Kacey Musgraves is called Butterflies. She did an interview with Entertainment Weekly, and she talked about some of the themes on this record. She says she was thinking about how there are different masks that we wear that represent different sides of us. None of the masks are solely us, but they're all us. On this record, there's the lonely girl, the blissful girl, the new wife, the girl that's missing her mom, the angry girl, the sarcastic girl. She goes on, she says that they're all characters on this record, and none of them alone are me, but the golden hour is when they all come together and you see me as a whole.
She has a brilliant imagination.
She really does. That interview that she did with Entertainment Weekly. This record is out March 30th, Golden Hour. Another great one from Kacey Musgraves.
I'm going to take us out on a slower note. I'm going to play new music from Yo La Tengo.
Oh, yeah. I've been really, really liking this record
this
a lot.
This is a really very special
one
record.
One of the best ones that I think they've done.
And this is their 15th record since 1986. The album's called There's a Riot Going On, which is a take on the Sly and the Family Stone album title. they wrote to me and they said, this album's written and recorded by us at our place in Hoboken, New Jersey. The key of A was a popular key for AC/DC, Led Zeppelin too, but it's an unusual key for us, so we had to put our best vocalist, Georgia, on the case. Then it says, note to selves, write more songs in the key of A.
So, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, God, it's really good. Georgia Hudley's a drummer and singer on this song. And let's go out on this new song from Yola Tango and their album, There's a Riot Going On. It's called Shades of Blue.
All right, thanks, Bob. You know what? Let's just, real quickly before we go, let's just take a quick look here at the names of this record.
Right.
We have Violence,
yeah.
Wide Awake, The Golden Hour, and this one, There's a Riot Going On. You could just the album names alone, I think, speak to the times so perfectly. It was a sweet ride, Bob.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry, I had to.